go in, we can really have a strong reference sources. And as Stan said, other interpretations, and we have to come in with our own. Just to give you, you know, a few examples, there's been over the, actually within California over the last 100 years, there's been this mythology that's been created around the origin of the state, and there for a long time, and it's
really have been going on in a steady clip, partially because we were independent from the global community. We could just do our thing. And when we worked, we started to develop a relationship with Whose Knowledge. Our biggest concern was, if we engage in the Wikipedia community, what is the violence that we're going to face? Because we as a community were marginal because of the violence, not marginal because of our numbers, not marginal because of our contributions of labor, or even the land that we produce. We're marginal because it allows someone else to benefit off of our marginality. So in entering Wikipedia, we don't have the same experience as someone who is going to be editing a Game of Thrones article. And fundamentally for me, like, I use Wikipedia primarily for pop culture, not for intellectual work related to my community, because it's overwhelmingly wrong. It's factually wrong. But in order for me to be able to bring the content that has been historically created by our community, that has its own scholarly traditions, that has its own historical basis into that conversation, it's not one of ease, it's one of violence. And I think that in many ways, the barriers that we face around notability and point of view really are barriers that are structural, not simply that can be engaged with as interpersonal engagements. But I think that the structure of Wikipedia has been one of the biggest barriers for us to create equity of our knowledge base into the larger global community. But I think we still decided we were going to try to invest in this process, primarily because we do not want to be erased in the global tide of history. And it doesn't do our community good, and it really doesn't do the global community good. We need to be able to take this fight and take this fight forward. So one of the processes that we worked on, and I think this was a collaborative co-design model with Whose Knowledge, was we first mapped the knowledge of our community that existed, which was kind of a very depressing process. Because what you're doing is you're surveying the level of violence that exists about your community within the platform. And then from there, we made prioritizations of what we would start to edit, and then also what our training methodologies would be. And I think that our training methodologies, which is really an iterative process for our community, is very different, I think, than a lot of the training processes that have happened in other wiki spaces, because it's not simply about the technical pieces of Wikipedia that people need to learn, but it's the quality of what makes an encyclopedic article when your community, you know, as a whole, lacks general literacy, is between different literacies. And so for us to create a really strong, well-written article, we're already having to create several levers of equity in that process. So I think that, you know, a lot of our learnings for bringing our community online is one, that it's a learning process, and it's one that's filled with frustration, and that deeply needs allies, because we are a learning community that is also struggling with structural barriers. But also this idea that many different kinds of intelligences need to be catered to in the pedagogy of bringing folks on. So I think that outside of just having PowerPoints and slides related to this is what a wiki page is connected to, this is source editing versus visual editing, really to look at what is knowledge? How is the battle for knowledge connected to our experience of moving beyond caste apartheid? What is the imagination that we can create about the future possibilities of our community and as a world when we have a grounding of our true history? And then what shifts when we're actually in conversation about the real facts, not a subjective entry into the facts that is centered in structural power? So for me, I think these are some of the bigger questions as we kind of look at our knowledge of epistemology as we kind of engage into this process. And I struggle sometimes because I think there was a point where we've had a great degree of articles that have been edited. And so we've had like a wide approach. And I think what our next piece, because of the level of trolling that we faced, is to now narrow on three to four pages that we can defend. And in the process of defending, shift the worldview conversation related to our people. Because if we can't defend 4 pages, then why are we in Wikipedia? You know, and that to me feels like a basic ask. Because I know, like, if I were writing about Daenerys in Game of Thrones, I would just be able to go in like that and I could walk away. And yet I can't write about the founder of the Indian Constitution. His name is Dr. Ambedkar. He's also one of our most prominent Dalit leaders. And if you look at his page, half the edits people have made basically called him motherfucker. It's like mother chode in Hindi. That there's just like basic, even just have a simple article about you as a Dalit figure means that you're going to be facing violence, both as a writer and also in terms of the figure itself. So to figure out how we look at community safety, not as one of interpersonal issues, but one of structural equity, is another big piece, I think, for us as well.
So I want to give you all a chance to talk a bit more. I know we're running out of time. We've got about 5 minutes left. Is that right?
We're supposed to end at 4:15, but lunch doesn't start till 5:30. So we're just going to keep rolling. And if anyone needs to leave, they can. But I'm not going to stop.
That's lovely. So it would be great then, Stan, if you want to take a quick pass adding on to that or around challenges,
yes,
or what that brings up for you.
And for our people, the Kumeyaay people, our culture, I mean, our history is an oral history. So this brings a dilemma for us when comes time to, you know, insert something into Wikipedia. What do you want? Citations. What are we going to do? And another thing is our tradition, our culture, that we do not say the names of the people who have died. We say, well, my one. So these are some of the problems that we've had in the past, and we're working on it. And it's something that we have to navigate through. Another thing is language differences between the Kumeyaay in the United States and the Kumeyaay in Baja. And this is something that we've been working at trying to bring that pot together, to get that clay. And these are continuing struggles, not just with the Kumeyaay people, but all over the world. One of the things that we have going is Kumeyaay Community College. And Kumeyaay Community College, we've developed the pedagogy that supports language revitalization, stabilization of culture. Mike has done some incredible work in developing a Kumeyaay history class, and I'll let you talk about that one.
Well, I think I already already talked about the key components of it, but being able to go in and give a Kumeyaay perspective on history, I think, is really important. But because we're in a state of 30 million people and a county of 3 million people, we face this demographic obstacle that makes in a sense it's really critical that we start educating the non-Indians around us. We have to do that because they're just so overwhelming, and they can affect us in so many different ways. And there's a lot, you know.